Thanks for tuning in to the Secret Ingredient Podcast from Digital Sandwich, where we believe that everyone has a story behind their story, and that is where the secret ingredient lives. Unleashing the secret ingredient through a combination of personalized custom content, social media, and paid advertising is the very best way to build the relationships that you need to grow your business. With that being said, let's see what's in the kitchen and find out this week's secret ingredient.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Secret Ingredient Podcast from Digital Sandwich Agency. Buckle up, because today we have the social media director at Digital Sandwich, Lindsay Curcio. She is a social media influencer, a softball something or other. Sometimes rapper. True. And I'll be honest, I'm terrified with what is going to come out of your mouth. So hello, Lindsay.
Hello. Hello. It's good to be here. I often say that when I was created, the filter part of my brain was not properly installed. So
you've never had it?
No, never.
Ever?
I think that in high school, there was a brief period of time where I tried to pretend like I had one. But that just meant I couldn't talk at all because I couldn't, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So I just didn't say anything. But now we've since stepped away from that. I find that sort of hard to believe. Yeah, no.
I was quite shy.
I presented as quite shy and quiet in high school and in my younger years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, but now here we are.
So unpopular opinion.
Yeah, let's
between
hear
the
it.
Two of us.
Okay.
I think you do have a filter. You just choose not to use it.
I mean, that's also probably true. I would say that it is probably a choice.
Yeah. Because I've seen you use it.
But it's a lot more fun to not use it.
Who am I?
That's so real.
Yeah.
That's so real. You are Adam. Here you are.
Completely identify with that statement.
Yes.
I have a filter. I often choose not to use it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's dirty. What? Not like that. Like the filter is dirty, you know, like I need to clean it out first before I can
properly use
it.
Oh, like the lens on my camera.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I have bad pictures.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's why.
And also.
My mom's phone is, she always takes terrible pictures because she's very greasy. So her camera is always very greasy.
Listen, you be nice to that woman because she makes the best salads.
She does. Ever. She would be a great podcast guest.
I should have her on.
Oh, my gosh.
We should totally. I don't know what in the hell we'd talk about, but
everything.
I don't think we'd care.
No, everything would
just,
under the sun.
She would just kind of talk.
Yes.
I mean, she wins the award for the best team mom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
she brings us food.
Yeah. She brings us food. She brings us laughs. She brings the entertainment.
She checked in while I was out of town.
That's true.
Like,
she dressed up
like
as you.
Me. Yeah. It wasn't even Halloween.
Yeah. She's great. She, the other day we were at the mall and she was talking to me and she was just talking and talking and talking. And then finally, I'm just not saying anything. She's just going. And finally she says, I feel like I'm talking a lot. That would be correct.
You
so
mean
that's
like
where
in
I
life?
Get it from. Yeah, just a, in
just
life.
Just in life
all the
or
time.
Just the last few minutes?
No, she's just always talking. So that would be where I get that from, if there was any wondering.
So what do you get from your dad?
My eyes.
Your eyes? I can see that. Like, what? My eyes.
My lack of letting other people's opinions or emotions affect me.
Alter the course.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
And I would say probably business sense.
Yeah, I think there may have been some business
conversations
around the table at some point that maybe you picked up on.
Possibly.
I would say that. Which is also the reason I think you actually have a filter.
So real.
Yeah. So how did you get here? How'd you get here?
Such a good question. I drove.
Yeah,
I figured. Yeah.
And I don't mean here. How'd you get here?
Get here.
Yeah.
So I went to college at Liberty University. Some of you may have heard of it. That would have been an appropriate time for a sound effect. Went to college at Liberty, studied developmental psychology. I don't really know why. I was very interested. I like to know how people work, how people tick. Mm-hmm. That interests me a lot. And I wanted to work with kids, but didn't want to be a teacher. And so that was apparently the right field. I since have left all of that behind. In my junior year, a teacher who I had in high school, Amy Mucha, shout out, boo, love you, texted me and a friend and said, hey, I have a friend, Haley. She runs an account called the Cleveland Bucket List, and she's looking for help and with interns and social media help. And it was always something I was interested in. From the time I was young, I don't know why I didn't pick marketing, because from the time I was young, I had this is so embarrassing, but we'll talk about it. I had a Hunger Games fan page. Called Hunger Games Trilogy with a Z. I had 10K followers, though. And I would write Wattpad fanfic and plot twists and make edits and all of that stuff. I since deleted the account. I got too embarrassed in my ninth grade year, but I rue the day that I deleted it, because it would be great that I still had it. Yeah,
that is material forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then me and my friend Alyssa started an account where it was called Thrifted with Purpose, where we were essentially thrifting clothes and upcycling them and selling mm-hmm. them to people. And then we made like a bunch of t-shirts and all that stuff. So social media has like always been something I've used. So when I got that text, I was like, oh, fun. Absolutely. I would love to do stuff with the Cleveland Bucket List. I'd followed the Cleveland Bucket List for a while. I really liked the account. So I started doing stuff with her, but still maintained my psychology degree. And then I think that was my sophomore year, actually. Yeah, that was my sophomore year. And then my junior year, I started the Akron Bucket List underneath the Cleveland Bucket List. I kept doing work with her. And then I started the Akron Bucket List, which is Akron-based mm-hmm. activities and places and whatnot.
Right.
And then my senior year, I actually went to school online and came home, because with the Akron Bucket List, things were taking off. I was starting to work with a lot of local businesses, Metropolis Popcorn being one of them. And
our friend Brent.
Yes. Love you, Brent Hole.
Jeez.
I'm going to redo that so you can cut out the Brent Hole. Love you, Brent. So then I started working with Brent, doing his social media. And he ironically has had an office in the back of a marketing agency called like Digital Sandwich or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And I met this really weird man. He wore a lot of Hawaiian shirts. And he said, what do you want to do with your future? And I said, that's such a good question. I have no idea. And he said, you ever thought about doing marketing? And we talked about it. And he was like, do you want a job? And I was like, sure. Like, do you want me to send in a resume, do an interview? And he was like, no, I've been interviewing you every single time that I've interacted with you, so you have a job. And so here I am. I'm using my developmental psychology degree to take on the world of social media.
Well, I mean, that sounds odd maybe to some folks. It makes perfect sense to me.
I agree.
It makes perfect sense to me that with the psych, because that's how we get to the audience, right? Yeah. Like, we have to put ourselves in the head of the audience. What are they thinking, needing, wanting?
Yeah, my dad always told me, so the initial plan was that I was going to get my undergrad in developmental psychology. I was going to get my master's and then work as a counselor and then eventually get my doctorate to be a psychologist.
Okay.
That was the initial plan, which I physically cannot imagine me doing that.
Sure.
The plan always sounded odd. Like, it didn't sound right coming out of my mouth. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
And now when I say I do social media, people are like, that makes total sense. Right. But my dad, when I was having struggles of figuring out, like, is this really what I want to do and stuff like that, my dad said, well, whenever we hire a manager at the store, we always look for people with psychology degrees. So even if it's not that, there are other avenues where people, yep. because you work with people and they want to know. So, yeah, here we are.
I mean, it actually makes total sense. And you've how long have you been here now?
Since December. Coming up on a year.
Coming up on a year. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Yeah.
And you have definitely added your own flavor to the – you're definitely an ingredient in the sandwich.
Yeah, I am the secret ingredient.
Well, as I often say, I wonder how often you all wonder what life before Adam was like. But yeah. I can honestly – do you even remember it? But – but I can also say that works in reverse. Like I don't really remember before Lindsay became yeah, part of the team either.
So much joy and happiness has happened since then. That why would you want to remember?
Is really the antics is really the antics. Word that comes to mind. Yeah.
And I have ticks also.
Ticks.
Yeah, not like the physical animal.
You do?
No.
What?
Yes. I was just playing.
Have you ever stumbled upon like a hidden gem, like something no one else is noticing? It's just waiting to be discovered. And what did you do about it? Tell me a story.
I would say that every single day I wake up and then look in the mirror and stumble upon a hidden gem. But
is that the ticks?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I find a new one every single day. Oh, that's such a good question. I would honestly say the Akron Bucket List.
Yeah.
A lot of Ohio content was circulated around Cleveland, a lot of Columbus, Cincinnati, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I never grew up – I grew up in Stowe. And so we would go to Cleveland for games and whatnot to hang out. But everything I knew was in Akron, and I – just discovered that nobody was really promoting Akron content in the influencer world.
Yeah.
It's not.
And there's plenty of it. Like
there's plenty of it.
It's a cool town.
It's a great town. It's not as flashy.
Yeah.
Cleveland sure. is more flashy. You've got the hip bars. That sounded so ancient that I just said hip bars. That is so embarrassing. Cut that out. But you've got.
Oh, you've the got, first of many when you realize you are not as young as you were 10 minutes ago.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
But you've got the rooftop bars. You've got this, obviously, like the Cavs and all of that. And so sure. it's just a hot spot. But Akron is awesome. And all of the suburbs around Akron are awesome, too. And I realized that there was kind of a hole of content there. And so getting to do that has been really cool. And seeing that a lot of Cleveland influencers will see I post something and are like coming down and also doing a video about it sometimes right. kind of makes me angry. But
flattery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imitation is flattery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's cool to see like – these people that know everything about Cleveland, I might be showing them a cool spot that like I grew up around. It's crazy to me the amount of people that don't know like what Luigi's is.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, that's when we went to Savannah Bananas game, like mm-hmm. we did a team outing, went to Savannah Bananas game. It was very cool. But afterwards, some of you guys went to Luigi's and there were a few that had no idea what that, I mean, even
Mallory and Kenny had never even heard of it. And we live in Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, it's crazy town.
And I was like, we have to go.
Right.
And just stuff like that, staples
yeah.
that people don't really know about. Even right in the falls. A lot of people I talk to, I'm like, oh, I work in downtown Cuyahoga Falls. They're like, Cuyahoga Falls has a downtown. I'm like, you need to come here.
In the towpath in the valley, right? Mm-hmm. So I lived in the valley,
mm-hmm.
like literally in Cedarwood for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Never stepped foot on the towpath.
It's so interesting.
Not once.
Yeah.
I mean, the Beaver Marsh, you get it. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? It's gorgeous. We live in, I mean, this accessibility. Mm-hmm. That national park is more visited than the Grand Canyon. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah, it's more
That's
visited
crazy.
Than the Grand Canyon because it's free and accessible and whatever.
Right.
So.
But yeah. I went to school in Virginia, obviously, and so when I have people come visit, I take them to Brandywine, Ledges,
sure.
All of that stuff, and they're like, wait, like, I didn't know Ohio had this kind of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, like, It's how about cool.
The,
this area
how about
cool.
The bridge right in downtown Falls?
Oh my God.
Like when we do our walking meetings and we walk down, and it's like you're in Colorado.
Gorgina.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Gorgina, yes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So yeah, that would be a hidden gem. And I would say that just being able to create content around that and getting people to know more about Akron has been really cool. Just because it's where I grew up and I appreciate it.
Now, how does your role at the agency and then your role as an influencer in Akron Bucket List, how do those coexist? Are they ever at odds? Is there ever a conflict? How do they coexist?
That's a good question. I would say that they coexist in things like Metropolis Popcorn. We have a client that Metropolis, I can promote that stuff on the Akron Bucket List. And I've actually had a couple people, I've asked a couple times on the bucket list, what have you discovered from the bucket list? Because I'm just curious. And I've had like 5 people say Metropolis Popcorn, which That's is cool. super cool. So stuff like that, getting to promote the great local businesses we work with at the agency has been really cool. This is actually a very interesting conversation that I could do an entire podcast on. The tough spot of being both an influencer and a social media marketer, because of the fact that a lot of businesses are seeing that they can get a major return on influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. So they are steering more towards paying an influencer one time $500
sure.
to do a video and it blows up versus paying an agency to consistently post for them. So it is this weird balance where I'm like, I want people to have the Akron Bucket List come do videos and pay me and like that. But I also want people to understand the value of consistent marketing. Consistent. Yeah, because a video is fleeting. I mean, I did a video for the Watson. It got like 150,000 views, but like it's not getting any more views. And what do people go to when they get 150, when they've, those 150,000 people who viewed that, where do they go? They go to your profile. If you don't have anything on your profile, who cares?
Right.
So that is, they, I feel like sometimes they're at odds, but I also feel like it's, to keep in the food theme, it's, they're both ingredients to the recipe of
I agree with
marketing.
That. No, I think they're complementary.
Yeah.
I think it's actually an asset at times that you have that outlet as well for some of our clients, and they sort of reap the benefit of you being able to have that outlet as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's definitely a thing. I was curious how you were going to answer that because I don't see it. I think some folks could see that as conflicting. Like, how do you do this but also this? Well, because we think in terms of ingredients and recipe.
Yeah.
It's not just one singular thing.
Yeah. I think they need to work together more than they do because I think paired together they work really well, but one without the other is like – if I was going to pick what you should do over the other, I would pick you should do ongoing marketing than influencer posts, even though I love going places and doing influencer posts. I – think they have value, but I don't think they have as much value as without the ongoing marketing.
Well, it's like a spike.
Yes.
Rather than steady, consistent.
Exactly.
You get a spike.
Exactly.
I agree. I think influencer marketing is huge.
Yeah.
I think it's going to continue to be huge. Mm-hmm. So
it's very interesting.
I mean, we've talked about even kind of trying to grow that network as well, and something that what do we have that on for, like Q1?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope we get to it in Q1 because I think there's huge opportunity there.
Yeah. It's like weird to consider myself an influencer.
Yeah.
I hate that word. But like, what else do you call it?
No, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. So I'm anxious to kind of explore that a little bit because and when I say that there's huge opportunity there, I don't mean for the agency. I mean for the agency and for Lindsay, which is the best type of opportunity.
Exactly.
Right? Where it benefits everybody.
Yeah.
That's when I talk about opportunity, that's what I mean. I want it to be opportunity for everyone, including the client, right? Because they're going to get the best bang for their buck
too.
Oh,
exactly.
As we grow that.
Yeah.
So much like me, you're a creative.
Yeah.
We have our operations folks, our integrators, to keep us sort of in line over there. on purpose, but we can be a little loose cannons at times.
What?
Well, yeah, it's true. Do you have any aha moments where your intuition, where your inner compass, where that, you know, we're going this direction actually clicked in rather than just the loose cannon stuff?
Yeah, I honestly, that the influencer program we're talking about creating, that was like a major aha moment because for me, I want to just be like, oh, I just reach out to people and we have fun and we talk and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But being thoughtful about it and how that could actually really expand is crazy pants. This is kind of a random connection, but I went on a bachelorette trip in April for my friend Nell, and her sister is a woman named Shannon McKinstry. I've sent you some of her TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
And she is like a powerhouse social media girl. She is awesome. She would be a great person to bag for the podcast. She's so cool. But she is basically a coach, and she coaches people how to do social media, and she does social media for certain clients. And talking with her was kind of, because she is more operations minded, talking with her was kind of a moment of like, oh, wow, this could be huge. She has a network of people that pay for her Zoom calls and for her newsletters and for her different tips and tricks. And talking to her about that kind of made me think of the influencer tone of that influencer marketing program we talked about, and how you really can work that all together to help people grow and to like give them actual real knowledge instead of seeking out people who are already already doing it to do videos, helping people grow, because there are a ton of people out there that want to do it.
Well, I think that you're experiencing there something. We talked about this in the podcast with Abby, where, you know, this is not dissimilar to sort of things that I've experienced as well, where at one point it was like Adam's marketing company, not Digital Sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And so there's got to be some sort of ego piece to this too. Like, I'm the influencer, it's my channel or whatever. And then at some point, I think it clicks that, okay, this is cool, but who else needs to be involved? Who else can I bring in with me? Mm-hmm. How can we make this bigger and have a bigger influence than just my influence,
right?
And encouraging that's what becomes really interesting at some point.
Yeah, and I think about all the things that I kind of taught myself when doing that. And, I mean, I started the Akron Bucket List 2.5 years ago at this point, and I've just recently in the last year seen it really take off.
Did you say like in the last, since December?
Shut up. and so that stuff that I've had to learn, engagement and how to engage with people and how to make reels and viral hooks and all of that stuff, it's a lot easier said than done.
Sure.
And so I think that a lot of people think that people who are influencers, much like people like bands and stuff like, or singers, they think
you just
like,
go do funny things or try and hurt yourself or
and it
whatever,
just blows
and
up.
It'll blow up.
Yes. Yeah. And that's so someone sings a song and it blows up and that's their big break. Not to make everything come back to the band Camino, but a band that I really love called the band Camino. Boy. They've been doing music since 2015 and they've just
and you've been at every
I've been at every show
since then. Yes.
They said in their last concert I was at on Saturday, that was my second one last week too, Columbus and Nashville. But they said at their show, like, we never had that big break moment. It's been a grind since we performed for 5 people. And now their biggest show headline tour they ever did was on Saturday, and it was 6,000 people, which like really isn't that many if you put it into perspective too. And so it's that same thing with Akron Bucket List. It's been like a slow burn, which I enjoy more. I think that you get that one viral TikTok, that one viral Instagram video, you don't know what to do then.
Well, and what do you do next?
Right. Because right,
like, what do you do next?
Your niche is like decided for you.
Yeah. And you sort of have this false sense of what's going to work and what isn't going to work or whatever. What do you do next?
Well, that happened to me actually freshman year of college. My friend Victoria and I made a TikTok and it got like a million views on my page. And so I had like 20,000 followers and I was like, oh my God, I'm famous. And then every time I posted, 100 people would unfollow me because they only followed me for information about that funny video.
Yeah.
After that, they didn't care.
Right.
And so it's really about building your audience and building that niche. I know I've strayed way far off topic, but.
No, you're good.
Okay. That was an aha moment for me, is just understanding, building that up and building that program.
We need to wrap up, but I'm going to have you back to talk about that one.
Way too long.
No. We're going to wrap up. But I'm going to have you back to talk more about the influencer stuff.
Okay.
I think that's worth a whole separate episode.
Okay.
You know, as the agency has evolved and more folks are a part of it and, you know, like, and everyone's indispensable. Mm-hmm. It's not the Adam Show anymore, which is amazing.
Amen. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God for everyone. Yes. Thank you. You know, everybody has a story, right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that those stories get out. So rapid fire.
You didn't ask me what my secret ingredient is.
Well, what is your secret ingredient?
It's called the Secret Ingredient Podcast.
Yes. What is
it? And I like
punk?
Already thought about what my answer would be.
What's your secret ingredient?
I would say that my secret ingredient, and this is going to sound so freaking cheesy, but it just like is what it is like just genuinely being yourself. I thought about it for so long, and I think that I held myself back for so long trying to fit into the CVCA bubble or the Liberty bubble or all of the different bubbles in my life.
Yep.
And I have just in the past like 2 years decided I'm like just going to be Lindsay and just be myself. And much like your Hawaiian shirts, whoever likes it, likes it, and whoever doesn't, doesn't.
I don't know whoever said that.
Shut up. I just think that being your most authentic self is the best secret ingredient you can have. Then one of the best compliments I've ever received in my entire life is that you are just so unapologetically yourself. And I was like, thank you so much.
I love that word, unapologetically.
Yeah.
And authentic. I mean, that's actually in our mission statement, isn't it? Something about authentically, unapologetically, unapologetically authentically. Yeah. I would 100% agree with that. To know Lindsay is to know Lindsay. So,
true that.
Yeah. All right. Rapid fire round.
I'm ready.
Okay. Brussels sprouts. Yes or no?
Yes. Love them. Crispy. Love them.
Yep. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
You ain't kidding. Definitely not early bird. No. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
You might drink as much coffee as I do.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
It's yikes.
Yeah, I for sure do.
Innovation or tradition?
Innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Innovation that excites.
Right. Favorite sandwich?
Oh, God. Oh my gosh. Probably a Reuben. I love a classic Reuben. Diamond Deli Reuben can get it.
Can we have that for lunch today?
Oh, we should. Can we do that?
Maybe.
Okay.
And then a bonus last question.
I'm here.
Since settle down is a no-no, what's the right way to tell you everything's going to be okay and don't worry?
I need to kind of speak on this for a second. Adam a lot of times tells me to, quote, chill out or settle down. And that is just like so the opposite thing to say to someone who has rage inside of them. And
but what, give the context why I'm saying, I'm telling you everything's going to be okay.
No, I'm talking passionately about something and Adam says, chill out. And that to me is the most, probably the two most condescending words you could ever say to me in my entire life. No, I'm just playing. It just makes me want to do the opposite of chill out.
Sure.
Tell me to get loud and then maybe it'll have the opposite effect.
Okay. Let's see. Get louder.
No. Get louder.
Perfect.
Maybe just say like everything's going to be okay. Because if that's what you mean, then just like freaking say it.
Everything's going to be okay.
Don't like patronize me. I love to tell Adam he patronizes
me. Yeah, because I react so. My face melts off my face.
Yep.
Well, thanks for, this wasn't terrible. This wasn't as terrifying as I did. You did good.
Thanks so much. I'm so glad. I didn't say anything inappropriate.
Ish.
Yeah, I really didn't, did
no,
I?
No, it was good for you.
Okay, I didn't swear.
Not really.
Did I?
I can't remember.
Did I swear? I don't think you did.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Roll tapes.
Well, thanks for being on, and you're I look forward so to having welcome. You back.
Absolutely. Cool. I think I'm just going to become the new host. You can leave.
Oh, are we? We're cueing this as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Slay.